Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Solti and its most enthusiastic customer. Solti is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Solti's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Solti.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Solti.com.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk Protein Powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. 800-507-3777. Call the Hotel Wiz right now. 800-507-3777.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 48 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 48 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
People ask all the time, who the heck is low-cost airlines? Well, we're not just one airline. When you're talking to us, you're talking to everyone. We are the discount supermarket for all airline tickets. Plus, we have all the airlines and always have the best prices. American, Delta, United, plus all the specialized international airlines and a lot more. And we make it easy. We guarantee you'll talk to a live human in 60 seconds. You can have the rates you need and have your trip booked in 5 minutes. Now, how cool is that? And remember, when you're talking to us, it's like talking to every single airline available with one fast phone call. All you need to do is call and find the best prices to fly wherever it is you want to go. So are you ready? Call Low Cost Airlines right now. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. 800-430-7694. That's 800-430-7694.
Attention, you're listening to The Todd Huff Show, America's home for conservative, not bitter talk and education. Be advised, the content of this program has been documented to prevent and even cure liberalism, and listening may cause you to lean to the right. And now, coming to you from the Full Suite Wealth Studios, here's your conservative but not bitter host, Todd Huff.
Yes, my friends, day number 6 now of the government shutdown. I want to talk about that today. I want to talk a little bit, what else do we have here in the stack of stuff? National Guard deployment. I want to talk just about the state of things, state of our country, the battle that we're facing here within this great nation. And I'll give you some updates as well. A couple of interviews this week. You know, and I did today's Todd Talk on this. We've been doing this program for over 10 years now. 9 years on radio, 10 years on podcast. And it is, the core mission's never changed. The core mission is to help others hear and receive truth. But I will tell you that in the wake of everything going on, but I would say at the top of that list was the assassination of Charlie Kirk. It's caused me to reevaluate some things that we're doing, some things that we could do better, some ways to get this message in front of as many people as possible to help people hear and receive truth. Look, that's been the mission from day number one here, but I want to get as good as we can at that and getting the message in front of people. Part of that means that we have more guest interviews, and we'll have Eric Trump on the program on Wednesday. We'll have Shelby Campbell. I got to give her credit. She is a Democrat running for Congress in Michigan's 13th district. She's the one who came on to TikTok or X or some such platform, and basically when Jimmy Kimmel got his place back where is Jimmy Kimmel? Is he NBC? ABC, I can't keep him straight. But anyway, he got his spot back, and she came onto social media, again, a candidate running for office. We'll talk about this tomorrow, and said something to the effect of, are you all jealous because we got our guy back and you can't get yours back, referring to Charlie Kirk. And then following that up with some demonic laughter, and I'm not exaggerating about that, but I've invited her on the program, and I have to give her credit for coming on here. Now, her campaign manager doesn't want her to come on here, but she's willing to do it, so we'll see where this goes tomorrow. And part of this is to say, I don't know where that's going to go, that conversation. We're dealing with some things here that I've dealt with maybe all outside of the program. And dealing with people who are on the left and some people that behave like this on social media and so forth, but never in real time on this program. So we'll see where it goes. Kudos to her for coming on here. I'm going to ask her about it. We're going to talk. We're going to see where this conversation goes. But part of what we do is we have to get outside the walls that we operate within, right? I mean, we have a lot of listeners across a lot of platforms, but you find, and you'll know this just in your own life, that while there are certainly people that listen across the political spectrum, most people that are listening, by and large, agree with the content that we're, our perspective and the things that we're talking about here on this program. And if we want to change minds, we have to get in front of people who aren't in those circles. And so that's, you know, a couple of things that we're doing would involve more interviews, maybe even from time to time, conversations with people that we've encountered. And listen, on social media or that we know who are just people who are on the left, I encourage you, if you have leftist friends that are driving you bonkers, who are saying some inflammatory things and just being provocative and so forth, tell them if they have a lot of opinions they want to share, I would consider talking with them. Now, there's a couple of rules. The first rule is you can't make me use the bleep button. I'm not going to sit here and have a conversation with someone that is using profanity and vulgar speech in a way that I can't use it on the airwaves. That is impossible. That makes a headache for Oz and I. But if they want to talk about it, and they can be somewhat, they don't even have to be super cordial. They just can't be total jerks. There has to be some degree of decorum, even if they have to bite their tongue for their hatred of me. Tell them that I would consider talking with them. Connect them with me, Todd at ToddHuffShow. I mean that. Todd at ToddHuffShow.com. Or the text, the number's still the same on text. That might be changing. I don't know, 317-210-2830. Anyway, my friends, that's what we're going to talk about here today, and I've set up actually tomorrow and Wednesday as well. Oz is going to be leaving us on Friday. She's taking a trip somewhere with sister-in-law, so she's looking forward to that. Anyway, friends, you know that one of the biggest challenges we as conservatives face is finding ways to ensure our values align with the things that we do, the way that we live our life, and that includes the way that we invest our money. I love what the team at 48 Financial is doing here. They have what they call biblically responsible investing, where they have a way to screen out companies that are doing things with our funds, our investment dollars, with their businesses that do not align with our faith, that do not align with our values. And so we're not funding things that go completely against what we believe in. This is a big tool and a big step, and I think an important thing. So they do all the heavy lifting for us. You don't have to sift through all sorts of paperwork and find these little details out yourselves. They basically investigate and have a tool that's designed to allow you to invest in companies that are pushing generally in the same direction you are and that are not promoting values that are antithetical to your beliefs and values. So all you have to do is jump on over to 48financial.com/Todd. There's a calculator there where you can take this. It's not a calculator. It's an assessment tool. It's quick and easy to do. I did it. You can do the same thing. 48financial.com/Todd. It's quick. It's easy. It's painless. And then they'll follow up with you and let you know to what degree, to what extent your current investments are aligned with your faith, with your values. 48 Financial, because your money should work for your values. Let's talk here off the top. I'm going to go to what I have here. The federal government's shutdown. We're in day number six. White House is now warning the Democrats that there is the possibility of mass layoffs that could begin if no deal is reached. So what do we have here? We have a shutdown that is due to the simple ability, or you could say due to the inability of those on the left, on the radical left, to simply extend the status quo through November 21st. We went through this last week. There was a clean CR, which basically said everything remains the same for 6-7 weeks, whatever it is. We can negotiate during that time frame, and we have until November 21st to hammer out our differences, but this basically just extended things. The Democrats refused that. So I don't personally, shutdowns are, you know, it's interesting to me. I think that this is lost for a lot of people because of the overall political intensity that we've had. And of course, they're clamoring and claiming that the leader of the Republican Party, Donald Trump, is a fascist and all this sort of stuff. They've cried wolf too many times. And so the level of fear and anxiety that comes with a shutdown has lost its appeal for a lot of people. It's lost its edge. Now, that doesn't mean it's not a real thing for people, and I sympathize and empathize with those who are on the side of this, where things are not operating as they should. And again, it's not operating as it should because the Democrats simply refused to extend the time frame for which they had to negotiate for another 6 or 7 weeks through November 21st. So the Office of Management and Budget has instructed agencies to prepare for possible RIFs. We've gone through this, reduction in force, permanent layoffs, not just temporary furloughs. We know that federal employees unions, we mentioned this last week as well, have filed lawsuits claiming that these plans may be illegal. Democrats refuse to pass a clean CR unless major quote-unquote restorations are included. Now, that's what I want to talk about here this morning. What are quote-unquote restorations? Well, the restorations would be spending that was cut in the one big beautiful bill. I love saying that, by the way. Funding that was cut in that bill. So they're going to go to the mat, the metaphorical mat here, wrestling analogy. Take it down to the mat, maybe a jiu-jitsu analogy. Take it to the ground here. They want to have a ground and pound session over this, restoring some of these expenses. And some of these are downright kooky things that Senator Kennedy, I should say, has gone through and highlighted on the floor of the U.S. Senate. Yeah, so the restorations, again, would reverse cuts made in the big, beautiful bill, the legislations that Democrats opposed and Republicans passed via budget reconciliation. So the ones at the top of the list, the ones that they seem to be focusing the most on, of course, would be the reversal of Medicaid and Affordable Care Act subsidy cuts from the one big beautiful bill. That, of course, part of those cuts, I would say those, well, the cuts were based in part, large part, upon funding that was used for illegal immigrants to get health care in this country. Now, it's amazing to me. It really is. The lengths to which the media will go, or people on the left will go, to deny that this is happening. So they'll say, look, it's in law that you can't give someone who's not here legally Medicaid, Medicare, and everything else. That's the way, A, that it's supposed to work. Let me say a couple of other things that are in the law. It's also in the law, if you look at local laws regarding speed limit, that the limited speed on interstates in most states is 70 miles per hour. Now, I ask you the question, have you ever seen anyone, or have you yourself, gone above the posted speed limit? Of course, the answer is, you talk about something everyone should say 100% yes to, is that question. So the law doesn't prevent someone from abusing the law. That's a big first step. That's a big thing to recognize here. So just because Congress says that no one who is not an American citizen should receive these benefits doesn't mean that they are. Have you ever heard of what the word fraud means? So you say, well, Todd, you can't hold that level of standard. If one person breaks the law, then suddenly these folks are responsible for the funding associated with the fraud. Well, I agree with that, except the problem is that there's another law on the books, which we talked about last week, that says if you are here illegally and if you need emergency health care treatment, the hospital has to provide it. The hospital has to provide it, which, again, we talked about this because I said a couple of things. Number one, I thought we were told that no one who wasn't insured that people didn't get health care in this country. That's what I thought we were told for a long time by the left. So people do get health care. It's not all types of healthcare, but it's certainly healthcare designed to save them in situ. And by the way, I think that this is something that should be done. I mean, you can't these emergency type situations. You can't say if someone's bleeding out, where's your insurance card and that sort of thing. That's not humane. I'm not arguing against it. What I am saying is, we have cut the amount of funding because, as the White House laid out, I saw Caroline Leavitt talk about this in a press conference, I believe, on Friday. She said that the funds that were allocated for health care for illegal aliens is higher for Medicaid reimbursement than it is for American citizens. And she says that's not acceptable. So you have funds that are set aside, allocated for illegal aliens who are here that we have to pay for their health care if they're in an emergency situation. That is a fact. That is a fact. And the Democrats are taking this to the mat over that. Now, to me, the logical way to fix this problem is candidly what's being done by the administration. First, you secure the border. Then you begin to remove people who are here illegally, thereby making it fewer people who could possibly find themselves in an emergency healthcare situation where they would be getting free healthcare that would be taxpayer funded. That is exactly what is happening here. That's not the only reason for this, but I'm simply saying that that's a logical way to deal with this problem. Democrats want to restore that funding. Make no mistake about it. Restoration of several international and cultural grant programs have been highlighted by Senator John Kennedy, Republican of Louisiana. If you've not heard Senator Kennedy before, he's got a way about him that makes things entertaining. And he was talking about some of the things that the Democrats, the radical left wing of the Democrat Party, wants to see reinstalled in our federal spending. And I've got a clip of this. This goes on for a minute here. And I'm going to play this really quickly here. This is John Kennedy from the floor of the Senate.
We took out, and here's what they want us to put back in. We found that under President Biden, they were spending $3 million for circumcisions and vasectomies in Zambia.
Seems like a valid expense.
We took that out. The congresswoman says, we're going to shut down government until you put that back
in. He's talking about AOC here.
We found $500,000 of American taxpayer money for electric buses in Rwanda. We found $3.6 million for pastry cooking classes and dance focus groups for male prostitutes.
That's very specific.
In Haiti.
In Haiti.
I kid you not. I'm not making this up. That was in the budget under President Biden. Mm. We took it out. Congresswoman Ocasio-Cortez in the socialist wing, the loon wing of the Democratic Party, says we're going to shut down government until you put it back in. I'll just read you a few more that
Let's
we took
them.
Out.
Let's hear some
They're
of these.
Demanding we put back in. $6 million for media organizations for the Palestinians. $833,000 for transgender people in Nepal. $300,000 for a pride parade in Lesotho. $882,000 for social media and mentorship in Serbia.
Obviously need that.
$4.2 million. We took it out. The congresswoman and the socialist wing of their party says we got to put that back in for the open government. $4.2 million for lesbian, gay, bisexual, transgender, queer, and intersex people in the Western Balkans and Uganda. I could spend the rest of the afternoon here.
You get the idea, right? And by the way, Senator Kennedy has spent in every year, but it may not have been every year. He did this frequently. He would, I don't know if it was the end of a fiscal year, the end of a, you know, the calendar year. At some point, he would take to the floor of the U.S. Senate. You may have seen these clips before where he would highlight some of the ridiculous things, much like he did right there. Much like he did right there when he was talking about some of these expenses, $3.6 million for dance workshops in Haiti, $4 million for LGBTQ projects in the Balkans and Uganda, $6 million for Palestinian media, $3 million for circumcisions and vasectomy programs in Zambia, $833,000 for transgender initiatives in Nepal. What is going on here? I mean, $500,000 for electric buses in Rwanda, $300,000 for a pride parade in Lesotho. I mean, this is preposterous. And that's what Kennedy is saying here. This is what the left is fighting for. They want to see the cuts that were made to spending in the one big beautiful bill. They want to see those reinstated. which includes this sort of stuff. Yes, it includes those Medicaid expenses that I talked about off the top here, which, again, has its own argument to be made. But you've also got this ridiculous amount of sophistry and silliness going out there. Who votes for this stuff? I mean, when you think about this, who out there in the American public is in favor of any of these things? When you go line by line, it's remarkable to me how this stuff ends up in legislation. And I remember, this morning as I was getting ready for the program, I was doing some research, and I have AI help me. I have chat do some research and pull up some, you know, links and articles and summaries and that sort of stuff. And it's amazing to me sometimes what chat was defending the Democrats, which, again, I get that. We've programmed it here to where I get a lot less of that than maybe some of you do because I use it on a daily basis. We've created our own GPTs. I don't want to get into the weeds here, but certainly still have problems from time to time. In fact, I had a lot of problems this morning with chat not wanting to do what I asked it to do as I'm preparing for the show, looking for information, trying to get, you know, whatever, sources or just content summaries and that sort of thing. And chat was basically defending the Democrats. And I said, well, chat, who put this stuff in there? Who put these expenses? Who decided one day that Lesotho needed a pride parade and that the United States of America was going to be on the hook to spend $300,000 for this? Who campaigned for this? Who's getting votes because of this? Is this a big vote getter in Congress? No, what happens is it gets stuck in there. It gets stuck in there sometimes by special interest. Sometimes it's something that in a discretionary sort of way that the administration who's in charge at the time can push through and get funded and so forth under some bigger umbrella. Sometimes it's a line item that's in a bazillion other line items, and they've got 37 seconds to pass the bill, so they pass the bill. But nobody in their right mind is for this stuff. Circumcision and vasectomy programs in Zambia? What the world is going on here? Even if you're for those programs, why on earth Zambia? Why is it our responsibility for Nepal and Rwanda? Why is it our responsibility for the LGBTQ projects in the Balkans and Uganda or Haiti, for the media in Palestine? Why? Palestinian media, I should say. Why is that our responsibility? My friends, that is, of course, the problem the radical left has. They have no expense that they see, other than probably military expenses. They have no expense that crosses their desk that they have a problem with. They want you, the American taxpayer, to pay it and to smile and to thank them for doing all the good that they've done both for you, your country, and the entire world. It is delusional, but that, my friends, is how they behave. I've got to take a break here in a moment, my friends. I want to tell you really quickly here that Red, White, and Brand is here to help you, your business, your company that you work at, if you're in HR, if you're in marketing, if you need branded merchandise, products that have your logo, your message, your identity on them, from promotional products to apparel to signage to trade show materials, anything with your company's likeness, your company's brand, your message, Red, White, and Brand can help you with that. RedWhiteAndBrand.com is the website. RedWhiteAndBrand.com. Use promo code Todd. You're going to save 10% on your first order. And if you place an order online, you'll get free shipping as well. RedWhiteAndBrand.com. Promo code Todd. I've got to take a timeout, my friends. We'll continue on the other side of the break. You're listening here to Conservative Not Better Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back here in just a minute.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Are your investments aligned with your values today? Find out with 4-8 Financial's free investment analysis. They specialize in biblically responsible investing, screening out companies that do not align with your faith and values. Plus, they do the heavy lifting so you can focus on your purpose. Visit 48financial.com/Todd to take advantage of this free offer. 4-8 Financial, because your money should reflect your values.
Securities are offered through LPL Financial, member FINRA, SIPC.
Our research team has found a perfect solution to solve any man's ED problem, erectile dysfunction. Even the word is a bummer. And those pharmacy pills are expensive. But when you call our special toll-free number, you can always buy 40 to 50 pills for around $2 each. At your pharmacy, you could spend up to $65 for just one pill. Our price is around $2. And our formula works virtually the same as the expensive pills. We even deliver them to your door in a confidential package so you don't have to go anywhere. Just pick up the phone and order 40 to 50 highly effective ED pills for around $2 each. It's a no-brainer. You'll save hundreds of dollars and you'll have our 100% satisfaction guarantee. Call now to order 40 to 50 ED pills with no prescription for around $2 each.
Call Steelman now at 800-510-5876. 800-510-5876. That's 800-510-5876.
Hi, I'm Shannon Ballman-Tice, owner of Payroll Restoration. I help businesses fix broken payroll. You might have heard the IRS stopped sending notices when COVID hit, but that doesn't mean they forgot about you. There are now thousands of businesses waking up to IRS letters about payroll inconsistencies going back as far as 2020. If you've received one of these notices, I can help. You can find me at payrollrestoration.com. Book a call today.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89 and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Streaming TV is where it's at. It's not about cutting the cord anymore. That's old news. It's all about your customized TV options. With the best and cheapest high-speed internet and your own TV subscriptions, we've got your dream TV lineup. Between wired and satellite internet and TV, you now have tons of options. Save money and get more internet speed and better TV today by calling the Whole Home Connect. We scan your location and offer you the best TV and internet options. options. And we always have specials and promotions. So when you call, ask about that. Take 5 minutes of your time. Make this free call now and learn how to save money and get better internet and TV for your home anywhere in the U.S. Make this simple and free call now.
800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. 800-697-0433. That's 800-697-0433.
Welcome back, my friends. Continuing. I hope you had a good weekend, by the way. I didn't say that off the top. And I want to tell you, too, we're going to get back into continuing what we talked about here, but I don't want to run out of time for this. Tomorrow, I'm going to have a special guest on this program. And listen, I want you to tell me, to share your thoughts on what we should ask Shelby Campbell. She's running for Congress in Michigan's 13th district. She's a Democrat running for the nomination by the Democrat Party. She has been on TikTok or I don't know, TikToks, X, I don't know, talking about the death of Charlie Kirk and what she has now called dark humor. I don't want to get into this too much. We'll talk about it tomorrow. I just want to open up this opportunity for you to share what you would like me to ask her, because I don't know where this conversation is going to go, candidly. But she did this on social media in the wake of the Charlie Kirk assassination. I believe she's taken this down. At least I can't find it on her page. But nonetheless, here it is.
That's gonna let me play. Hey, Maga, how bad does it hurt? The Jimmy Kimmel's back, but you guys can't get your person back.
Okay, so there you go. That I think that might have been slightly sped up. I'm not sure. I didn't do that. But since it's not on not on social media, her social media channel, at least that I can find, I'm going to ask her about this. She says, hey, MAGA people, does it hurt? We got our guy back, talking about Jimmy Kimmel. You can't get your guy back because Charlie Kirk, of course, is dead and no longer here. She didn't say that, but that, of course, is the message. And then she does that little demonic laugh. And so that's who we're going to talk to tomorrow. So I just want to say this off the top. I'm not going to mention this again, but if you have questions for her, things you would like me to ask her, Todd at ToddHuffShow.com or 317-210-2830. The same would be true. I announced this on Friday. We're having Eric Trump on the program Wednesday during the second segment. If you have something, that's a little tougher because it's going to be probably a shorter conversation. But if you have something you'd like me to ask him, I invite you to share that with me as well, Todd at ToddHuffShow.com or the texting number that I just gave you. Or if you want to get this information and have a direct access to me, some of the stuff I announce on our newsletter first, you can sign up for that at toddhuffshow.com/truth. If you want to get the newsletter, it's totally free. So anyway, all right. So let's get back to what we were talking about last segment. So we've got a fight here over spending, and the left is on the side of, I mean, really sending your hard-earned dollars to foreign countries. I mean, that's what this comes down to. Now, they'll say they want to increase Medicaid funding, but you start to think about this, the Medicaid funding, the cuts in Medicaid, I don't think that this can be emphasized enough. The left will dispute this, and so what are you supposed to do about it at that point? But the cuts to Medicaid were not to people who legitimately were qualified. The cuts to Medicaid in the One Big Beautiful Bill were predicated and based upon the fact that there was fraud. Fraud in the program. This should shock absolutely no one. There's a lot of fraud in the program. Doge uncovered and revealed some of this. But we all know this. In fact, I would go as far to say that we are all at least aware of, we should be aware of, the people who have milked these sorts of programs, milked programs like SNAP. And listen, I know that there are people on those programs that provides much-needed food to their families. I understand that. I'm not talking about those people. I'm not talking about people who legitimately can't afford health care and need to be on Medicaid. I'm talking about the scammers. I'm talking about the able-bodied people who refuse to work. I'm talking about the people who manipulate the system. I'm talking about the people who are here in this country illegally, who need health care and are given health care in emergency situations at hospitals around this country. That's who I'm talking about. I'm talking about the people who are taking advantage. And there was waste, fraud, and abuse in these programs, and that's where the cuts came from. And now the Democrats want to put that in. So the Democrats are fighting to send your money basically anywhere besides your pockets. They want to send it around the world, to Haiti, to Rwanda, to the Balkans, to you name it, for programs that are woke, for programs that are just insane, for programs that don't make a lick of sense even to do here in many cases, let alone around the globe. They're happy to send your money there, anywhere but in your pocket, my friends. And that, of course, is a major problem to people who have the slightest bit of sense. Listen, I'm not saying there's never a time to do something in a foreign aid situation. I'm not here to say that. I would say that a lot of it is abused. A lot of it is putting the economies of the world on the back of U.S. workers. And then, by the way, they'll lecture us and tell us that vacation time in Europe is so much better than vacation time here. Well, it's because the United States of America is seen as the cash cow. Your labor is seen as the cash cow to fund much of what happens on planet Earth. And that sort of thing has to stop. And that's one of the things that Trump has been doing. He's getting fights and resistance every single step of the way as he proceeds down this path from the radical left. So Senator Kennedy laid out what those programs were, what some of those programs were. I played that soundbite at the end of the last segment. Democrats are out there arguing that these programs in general represent humanitarian aid and equity investments that support our interests abroad. These are sort of things that, sort of arguments that maybe work in an academic environment, in a classroom setting. But in the real world, my friends, what they're doing is they're taking money out of the U.S. economy and sending it to another country or giving it to people who aren't supposed to be here legally. They're legally not supposed to be here. We're going to fund emergency health care for those folks anyway, which in theory I get, but that should be very much an exception than it is the rule. We shouldn't be having all of these bills piling up on the doorsteps of the American people. And so this is where we find ourselves. The left is arguing for lunacy, and conservatives are simply, for the continuing resolution, for that purpose, just to keep the government open, we're saying let's just continue with the status quo for 6 or 7 more weeks. They refused to do it. Republicans are giving these examples of waste and ideological spending and insanity, arguing that the opening of our government should not be predicated upon keeping these programs funded. By the way, that is the incredibly rational and reasonable position to take. 100% should be the case. We should not be shutting our government down over funding these sorts of things. So, you think that these programs are vital? Is there a person out there listening to my voice? Will Shelby tomorrow think that these are vital programs? I don't know. Should taxpayer money fund all of these international, social, domestic, or not international, not domestic projects, while the folks here at home, listen, I know that we need to cut the size and scope of government, but should we be funding those projects when we have to potentially reduce the size of our employment, our federal employees here? Certainly some of that needs to be done anyway, but you get the point. What is the logic to this? Anyway, my friends, that's what this shutdown is ultimately about. Ever notice how some families seem to have a plan that lasts for generations? That, my friends, is not by accident. It's not by accident at all. Full Suite Wealth works with people who want to make a difference for years to come. Their team brings together high-level investment strategies like private equity, private credit, and options strategies as well. All that tied together with expert legal guidance. It's all about making sure your vision becomes a reality for the people you love today, tomorrow, and in the years to come. If you're looking to do more than just manage money, if you want to leave a mark, build something lasting, take a look at Full Suite Wealth. Visit fullsuitewealth.com for more information. Fullsuitewealth.com. Build your legacy. Secure your future, my friends. We're getting here to the end of this, the second segment of the Todd Huff Show today. I want to, I guess, set up what I want to get into in the last segment here. I'm not going to be able to get into the National Guard stuff. It's hard to get into that in the final segment, so we're going to table that. But whether you're looking at the National Guard, the government shutdown, the overall temperature of this, of the political temperature of the debate, the discourse in this country today, the cheering at the death, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, the assassination of representatives in a representative in Minnesota, the attempted assassination of President Donald J. Trump, who at the time was a candidate running for re-election for his second non-consecutive term. The temperature is high, and we had best be prepared to deal with this. We've got to win this fight. There is no compromise with folks who have taken us to this particular point where there is violence and absolute depravity out there. And we'll talk about that in closing, my friends. I've got to take a break. You're listening here to Conservative Not Bitter Talk. I'm your host, Todd Huff, back in just a minute.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
The world feels darker every day. Schools are failing our kids, teaching fear instead of preparing them for life. Many can't even read or do math. I knew I couldn't trust others to instill my values. My wife and I chose to homeschool, and homeschoolsafari.com made it possible. With resources for parents and kids, it's all there for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emacs Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emacs Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emacs Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emacstactical.com. EMACSTactical.com.
Let me tell you about my brother. He owns a mechanic shop, and he's been receiving all these notices from the IRS about missing payroll forms going back to 2021, ones I know he sent in. Luckily, I'm a payroll restoration specialist, and I'm helping him figure out what's missing and make things right with the IRS so he doesn't have to stress about it. If you find yourself in the same boat as my brother, then let me help fix the problem for you. Find a link to book a call at payrollrestoration.com.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek, explore, taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. 800-223-0092. That's 800-223-0092.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
Welcome back, my friends. Third, final segment of today's program. I know time flies when we are having fun. Again, we've got an interview tomorrow with Shelby Campbell, 13th District in Michigan. She's running for Congress there. She's made some atrocious remarks about Charlie Kirk's assassination. She's going to come on and talk about that, I guess. Wednesday, we have Eric Trump coming on. So busy week here. It's one of the things, again, that I'm saying in the wake of everything going on, and really the assassination of Charlie Kirk was the event, the horrific event, that really caused me to think about that. You know, I knew we were in difficult times. We talked about this. I mean, honestly, back to when I started this program, tense times. I remember after the 2016 election saying, we're not going to go back. There's not going to be a normal where this country comes together after an election and things are just hunky-dory apple pie. As I often heard as a kid, that's not the case. That's not going to be the way that things work here in this country. We are in a politically cold civil war, and that's what we're in the midst of, my friends. And I want to talk about that here in this last segment. But before I do that, though, my friends, to be engaged and to help us win, to help push on the side of truth and the conservative principles and values upon which this country was built, constitutional principles and values, got to take care of yourself. Staying healthy is a big, big deal in order to engage and to help. Well, lots of things you need to stay healthy for: your family, your job, your community, just your overall well-being, so you can have a quality of life. As much as that is up to you, my friends, you want to do that, but we need you too. We need you pushing in the same direction. That's where Salty comes in. Salty is an all-natural way to lower your cholesterol. It's good for your heart. If you have a family of heart problems, or if you're concerned about high cholesterol, maybe you have high cholesterol. Whatever the case, Salty is here to help you with your heart health. Salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A. Go use promo code Todd there during checkout. You'll save 50%. It's not much money to begin with, but you're going to save half and get free shipping if you use promo code Todd. So salty.com, S-O-L-T-E-A, promo code Todd saves you 50%, gets you free shipping. All right, let's conclude today's program with kind of painting the picture of what I consider reality here in 2025. We are at a crossroads here. Things have ratcheted up dramatically over the years. I've gone through that. We've documented that on this program. I don't want to go through all that. I guess just the cliff note version would be, anytime there's a Republican in office, the Democrat propaganda machine, the media, goes after the person in office with ferocity. And usually the person, the Republican, capitulates, says, look, it's not worth it. I've got a reputation. I don't want to be treated like this. Along came this guy named Donald J. Trump, who didn't care. In fact, may have gotten a little bit of energy from the process and may have just enjoyed it a tad bit too much. And so when the Democrat machine, the leftist machine that's designed through the seven pillars of propaganda to deceive you about the person in office, Donald Trump, to cause you to hate him, he fought back. He fired back. And the playbook had never been tested this way before. So the Democrats, the media would do one thing. Trump would call him out. They would ratchet it up. He would ratchet it up to the point to where it has gotten intense. It has gotten incredibly intense. That's an understatement. In fact, we have bullets flying. We have people breaking into homes and harming people who are politicians with hammers. We have people that are being shot and killed, and the stakes are high. And I've called this a cold civil war, but the reality is that because of these acts of violence, it's becoming hot. You know, a cold war is basically an ideological war. There's a lot of things happening behind the scenes. It's not hot in the sense that it's a physical war with bullets flying, although there could be skirmishes here or there. That's what we're dealing with here. And while some of these problems are political, I don't deny that at its core, as I've said before, and as I will say again, at its core, this is a spiritual problem. This is a battle about truth. This is a battle. This is a war on truth. You know, it's remarkable to me to listen to some of these things the left tells us we're having a war on women because we have laws that restrict their ability to kill their unborn children, for example. And the reality is that there's a war on truth, and it's being waged by the propagandists. And so we have to win this war. There is no, now, I'm not saying every Democrat and every liberal, although I will say that the number of them that we can find common ground with and compromise is shrinking. But there are still some of those out there on the political left, not radically left, but liberals and Democrats who have a degree of sense about them. And I have an olive branch to you. I've said this on this program for a long time. I have an olive branch to you. I want you to come to the side of sanity. You don't have to accept every conservative principle and value. You don't have to be a Republican, but you've got to turn away from the nonsense. You've got to turn away from the violence. You've got to stop supporting the people that support people like Antifa. You got to quit supporting the people that give us a justification of any sort for a group like Hamas. You've got to stop doing that. You got to stop supporting the people who have open borders that allow terrorists to come into this country. You got to stop supporting the people that have hit the wrong button there, that bankrupt this great nation. You've got to stop. And I listen, there are plenty of problems with Republicans, and I am happy to acknowledge that and to have a conversation about that. But I will tell you this, you cannot compromise with people who are hell-bent on endorsing evil. They must be defeated politically, and we've got to see the strength and have the resolve to see this through, my friends. I've got to go. Have a wonderful day. Thanks for listening. SDG.
Hello, it's your favorite president telling Todd Huff listeners about MAGA Milk protein powder. That's what we're calling it, MAGA Milk. It's protein for patriots, okay? American-made MAGA Milk destroys dad bods and builds a big, beautiful wall of MAGA muscle on your entire body. So true. Don't buy protein made in China. You'll be a total disaster, a weak, weak loser. Your workouts are winning. Drink MAGA Milk. Go to MAGAMuscle.com and put some Trump in your pump. MAGAMuscle.com.
I knew homeschooling was right for my family, but I felt overwhelmed. Then I found homeschoolsafari.com. They offer everything I needed: community, resources, education, and fun for kids. Now I have a partner in my kids' education. Homeschoolsafari.com showed me how exciting learning can be and how much stronger our family could grow for an affordable rate. Visit homeschoolsafari.com and get 20% off your first year with promo code Todd.
Take the guesswork out of gourmet. Playhouse Spices gives you a leg up weapon in the kitchen. Playhouse Spices elevates your cooking with gourmet, handcrafted blends made with clean, healthy ingredients. Explore exciting flavors and become a masterful home chef. Visit PlayhouseSpices.com and use code Todd for 20% off your first order over $50. Playhouse Spices. Seek. Explore. Taste. That's PlayhouseSpices.com.
Hi, I'm Shannon Bauman-Tice, owner of PayrollRestoration.com. I fix broken payroll. A client came to me after their business partner died. That partner was the one who did all the payroll. Well, at least they were supposed to. It was discovered payroll returns hadn't been filed correctly since 2016. I've been able to take away the stress surrounding the threatening IRS and state letters. If you have payroll problems, find a link to book a call at PayrollRestoration.com.
This is Crom Carmichael, CEO of Salty and its most enthusiastic customer. Salty is a heart-healthy, super-enriched supplement from green tea that has great cardiovascular benefits. When I started taking Salty's active ingredient 22 years ago, my bad cholesterol was 130. In 6 months, it had dropped to 89, and it has stayed there. I'm 76 years old, and I am in excellent health. Please go to Salty.com and use the code Todd to save 50% on your initial shipment. That's Salty.com.
Shooters, hunters, and outdoor enthusiasts, Emax Tactical has you covered. We offer specialty, exotic, and vintage ammunition you won't find anywhere else. Plus, field medical kits and civilian legal training. Emax Tactical is passionate about helping customers find exactly what they need. 90% of orders go out the same day. Visit Emax Tactical online and use code Todd for 10% off your first order. Visit us at emaxtactical.com. EMACS Tactical.com.